I have some very good news for you. My dear friend Shlaimi, who joins us and was in my class for a number of years in yeshiva, remembered a ketzais that I made copies of and gave out in class. The ketzais has to do with this week's Haftarah, because I mentioned to you that the main chiddush of this section of the Haftarah is the idea that a shtar is something that is acceptable in Bezdin. Not only acceptable in Bezdin, but it's a main function of Bezdin is to deal with shtaris. The problem, as I mentioned to you the other day, is that a shtar shouldn't work because of the rule of Mepiyam V'loy Mepiksavam. That testimony is not acceptable in written form in Bezdin. The suggestion is that since I won't be here on Thursday night, and they may, at least not for this Seder, that there should be at least some homework for Thursday night. This ktsais brings the four shittas harishayim. If anybody would like to pass out, we can pass out these sheets. And I guess there'll be a bechina on it come next week. These sheets, I underline the four shittas harishayim. What's unusual about the ktsais, usually it's hard to follow a ktsais. What's unusual about this ketzais is that he's mesader the four shittas harishayim into why shtaris work. I mentioned to you the Rambam shita, and in the ketzais it's revius. Ushitas a Rambam, the eidah shebishtar eni yelam edivrei seifrim, rakat umina teira enei mayol. Rambam peak seven, that's an astounding shita, that mina teira shtaris are totally unacceptable. The other sheet is obviously this is a brief seder. It's hard to go through all of them. The first one, Rashi in the Baal Hamor, it's known as the Baal Hamor, coins a phrase Das HaMischayiv, which in the yeshiva world is a famous phrase because Reb Chaim has a shtickel on Das HaMischayiv. That's the way it is. You know, the Baal Hamor didn't make it famous. Reb Chaim made it famous. I think Rav Gifta used to say that today's yeshiva boys know a pasuk only because it's brought in the Gemara. And they know the Gemara exists only because there's a Rambam on the Gemara. And they know there's a Rambam because there's a Ktzais on the Rambam. And they know there's a Ktzais because Rav Baruch Pes has a Chiddush in the Ktzais. So basically we know Psukim when there's a trail beginning from Rav Baruch Pes. The idea of Das HaMischayiv is a central idea in the yeshiva world, that a shtar only works if the one who stands to lose by the shtar is the one who authorizes it's being written. So it's not technically testimony, it's more an admission by the person, the Das HaMischayiv, who allowed the shtar to be written. That's the Baal Hamor's Chiddush. Reb Chaim asks from a few shtaris that are different, that don't fit this mold. And he has a phrase, Das Baal HaShtar. This is all things that deserve their own arichas. I guess better not to do it halfway. This paper you have in front of you, I have in my desk in yeshiva, in one of the drawers, because although it didn't come up above a basra this year, in 5 out of 7 yeshiva shemasechtas, there's a point where I give this out, and the guys go through it, and Shlomi, it looks familiar. Exactly the same underline, and it's been copied 20 years worth. This concise. So there are four sheets. If you really want, you follow through what he says afterwards. But it's a basic idea in the yeshiva world. I think we should continue the haftarah at this point. But you can work on it Thursday night. And I saved one copy for the Ezra Snoshim. For learning the Ktzais. Alright, let's see a Pasuk Yud Aleph again. He's writing the Shtar, Vo'ekach HaSefer HaMikna. Now, after he completed the purchase, remember he's buying this field from Hanamel, his relative, some sort of Geula, and he takes the Shtar that he purchased it as a Chosum, and that which was sealed, HaMitzvah V'Chukim V'Sagoli. Mitzvah Chukim, the Gemara says, are the rules for buying a gula of a field, Ves HaGoloi, and the Goloi, which is the kiyum of the shtar. He had a Bezdin authenticate the signature, because 70 years later, you're not going to find witnesses that recognize the signature of the Eidim, But if it has Bezdin Shtempel, you'll have someone that'll be able to authenticate that. Now here, the Gemara says Chosum is something called a Get Mekusher. So just briefly, Rashi alludes to it here. Yirmiyah was a Kayin. Hanamel was a Kayin as well. Chazal instituted two types of shtaris. There's a get poshut, get min shtar, a shtar poshut. A shtar poshut is a simple shtar, which is written, Adam sign on the bottom. It's the way you imagine a shtar should be. A get mekusher was a very strange type of a shtar. It was a shtar that was made, required a tailor to help you make it. It had folds in the shtar. It was sort of like an accordion, where it was a line that was written, a line that was blank, a line that was written. Every written line was folded over on the blank line and then folded back. And therefore you're able to continue. And it was sewn down by a tailor. And it required as many witnesses as there were lines in the shtar. And a minimum of three. And the witnesses signed on the back. Mark goes into how it was signed vertically on the back, so that nobody could add lines to the shtar, because the beginning of the signature began on the bottom line on the flip side, and it was a complicated shtar to make. Why did they have this? So at least the nigla reason is because kayanim tend to be sometimes fly off the handle rather quickly. And the fear was that a Kayin would divorce his wife, would come to Bezdin, do a divorce, and later regret it. So an ordinary man who regrets it, if his wife is willing, they can remarry. But a Kayin, once he divorces his wife, there's no turning back. So they instituted a Get Mekusher, which was a shtar that was just too complicated to make. It took forever. And by taking forever, they would give the Kayin a chance to calm down. And that's at least the reason that Tam Nigla for a Get Mekusher. And Kayanim, they had them do the shtar for everything. So they had a chosum as well. So here, it's a little strange that they did hear a shtar Mekusher in this particular case. Chaim Kanievsky in his notes to Rav Torah wonders why at this point they would do it, unless it was just a practice of the Kayanim. The Shtar Mekusher was not widely used. The Gemara says that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rebbe, had never seen a Get Mekusher. He learned it like I learned it. You learned it. He learned it more than like I learned it. You learned it. He learned it. He had never seen one. And the first time he saw one, it wasn't the way he pictured it. And he said, hey, where are the Eidim? Where are the signatures? And they had to break open the stitches to be able to figure out what was going on. So it wasn't widely used. For some reason, it was used here. And the pasuk here relates it in connection to the whole story. Yud Beis. Ve'etain es sefer hamikneh, ha-sefer hamikneh, el baruch ben Neriya ben machseya le'ene chaname el doidi. And I gave it to Baruch ben Neriya, in the eyes, in front of the seller, in the eyes of the witness, and all the witnesses, the Jews who had come to see him in jail, and I commanded, as Baruch Leineyam Leimar, Koyamar Hashem Tzavoksel Kei Yisrael, Mokoyach Esesforim Ha'ela. Baruch was the prime Talmud, disciple of Yirmiyah, and was much younger than Yirmiyah. He told Yirmiyah, he said to him, look, I'm not going to be alive when the Jews come back 70 years from now. But you will. You take this document, Vesachosim, Sefer HaGoli Azeh, the Chosim meaning the Shtar, which was Mekusher, Sefer HaGoli meaning the certification of the witnesses, and the Satem Bikli Chores, and store it in a clay jar, L'man Yamdu Yamim Rabim, so that it should stay a long time. Ki chay amar Hashem tzavok is l'kei Yisrael. Because so says the Rabbi Nishalem, oy yikonu vatim v'sadis ukramim ba'eretz hazayis. The Jews will come back. The Jews will once again buy fields, homes, vineyards in this land. Just absolutely beautiful. A nevuah, when you talk about the Jews going to Galus, this was the beginning of 52 years that there wasn't a Jew in Eretz Yisrael. And the Haftacha was that Jews would come back. To Yirmiyah personally, it was a promise that his descendants would come back, which made it very meaningful to him. Alright, so Baruch ben Neriah, let me tell you about him. It's interesting, there are many people named Baruch, and you ask them where the name Baruch comes from, they feel it's like Chaim, you know, it's just, it means something nice, so there's a name. You tell them it's in Tanakh, some of them don't know it. Baruch ben Neriah was a very colorful personality, a Talmud of Yirmiyah, who led the Jews in Bavel, was alive when the Jews returned. His Talmud was Ezra. Baruch ben Neriah was in his 90s. He could not travel back. He was not up to traveling back to Eretz Yisrael. And Ezra did not go back. It's a kol zman that his Rebbe was alive. He stayed with his Rebbe and did not go to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, as I mentioned to you in the past, the book of Ezra does not mention the name Ezra, I believe, till Periches. Half the Sefer goes through before his name is mentioned, because he doesn't go up in the first wave of Aliyah, even the second wave of Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, and he goes up only after Baruch ben Neriah dies. Presumably he brought along these shtaris. Baruch ben Neriah is also someone, first of all, who actually transcribed Eicha. Eicha was dictated by Yirmiyah in jail to Baruch ben Neriah, who delivered it to Klal Yisrael. And one of the interesting things is in Navi we find Baruch ben Neriah complaining that he did not receive Nevuah. He didn't receive Nevuah, and he was very upset about it. And that's all it says in Navi, and Yirmiyah consoles him. Later, we find in Masechtas Megillah, in the list of the 48 Nevi'im, that Baruch ben Neriah ultimately did receive Nevuah at such time, that apparently there was a need for Klal Yisrael. So these are, I guess, a little bit about Baruch ben Neriah. I'd like to continue the Haftarah because it's just a packed Haftarah. V'espalel al Hashem. Acharei siti es sefer amikdal baruch ben Neriah leimer. Now again, it was a very moving moment for the Navi. Yirmiyah basically gives bad news. He's the Navi, a Chazal call of Puranisa. And although the Abarbanel complains, if you know the Abarbanel style of Nach, he complains about a lot of Gemaras. And he says that Yirmiyah was treated unfairly. He actually has good nevuas. He says 7 nevuas of his are positive nevuas about Yumaisa Mashiach. Well, considering that Yirmiyah is a big book, others may argue that 7 nevuas is not a whole lot. But anyway, this is a positive nevuah. And Yirmiyah is very moved. And he says as follows, Aha, Hashem Aleikim, Hine, Ato Asisa, Sashamayim, Vesa'oretz, B'kechecha HaGadol, of his reyacha netuya, lo yipolei mimcha kol davar. He praises Hashem as the Creator. As we understand this, it means Hashem bekechacha hagadol refers to creation, creating yesh me'ayin. Ubizreyacha netuya refers to the mechadesh betuva bechol yom tam amasi v'reishis. So reyacha netuya implies a stretched out arm, a continued control of the world. Lo yipolei mimcha kol davar. And he thanks Hakadosh Baruch Hu for revealing this good news. Oysa chesed la'alofim u'mishalim avayin avayis alchek b'neihem achareyem. Shbaruch Hu does chesed for thousands of generations, but rishus only to the children afterwards. Akel ha'godel ha'gibar Hashem tzavak ha'shumai. So I wanted to get to this pasuk because it's also a very famous pasuk in Shas. What's missing? Hakel ha'godel ha'gibar. V'hanoira is missing. So the Gemara in Yuma, on Daf Samach Tes Amid Beis, says, and anybody who writes on Shemayna Esri writes about this, that Yirmiyah said to drop Noira. Now, I want to explain to you that our Shemayna Esrei, the first section, starting from Baruch to Kel HaKadosh, is only Kel Gadol Giba V'Noira. That's the entire first section of Shemayna Esrei. Because the Gemara says that someone went over to the Amid, he said, Akel, HaGadol, HaGibor, V'Hanoira, V'Haniskov, etc. And they told him, you're not allowed to add praise. Parshas Ekev, we find Moshe Rabbeinu saying, Akel, HaGadol, HaGibor, V'Hanoira, 4 words of praise, we say that. Now, you'll tell me that, if you think about it, hard enough, there were probably more words than Akel, HaGadol, HaGibor, V'Hanoira in the first section of Shemayna Esrei. So the Gron is Pirish, explains that kale gadol gibav and naira are then taiched. Kale elyoy, this taich of kale. Gadol is gibav sadu taivim. Gibar is kaidei hakael. And I've gone through this in the past. But what's important for tonight is naira is lecher chastiyav esumevi gael. Now, Yirmiyah said not to say naira. When you go to galus, cut out naira. Ayei naira isav. The Jews are in galus. The Bais is destroyed. Naira means awesome. Where do we see the awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when Jews are in galus? And Yirmiyah therefore said to take out naira. And they did that until the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah came by 100 years later. And they put it back. That's Lashon HaGemara. And they said, put it back. The fact that Klal Yisrael could survive among the 70 wolves is itself Naira. So that Naira was put back and it was translated. Naira is Zecher Chastayave, so maybe Gael of Nevi Neyam Laman Shemai Biava. So, this idea. Now, Gibar Naira, Godel, Gibar and Naira are the three brachas. The first bracha of Shemin Esrei, Magen Avraham, is Godel, is the Chesed of Hashem. I mentioned numerous times when we learned different parts of Davi. Mechtim Eliyahu says that all of Nach, Godel, always means a giver, someone who gives to others. Starting from Hamar HaGodel, the first time Godel is found, is the son, which is the biggest giver of all. Adam Godel is someone who gives. So the first bracha is Godel, the second bracha Ata Gibor is Givura, which is not hard to explain. And the third bracha is Naira, is the bracha of Kedushas Hashem. So that's everything. And Yirmiyah took out Naira. Excuse me? No. As a matter of fact, he explains that Adam Gadol means a kind giving person. In English, Adam Gadol is Adam Gadol, but the Pasuk, the Polik calls Avram, Adam HaGadol Ba'anashim, it calls, and it also calls the Isha Shunamis, Isha Gadol Ma'ayt. Which is always amusing to get a literal translation. She was a very large woman, which is her legacy. But Isha Shunamis was a woman that was Gadol, and that she was a giving person. And even though in English you say Adam Gadol, but we translate Gadol as giving. Someone under bar mitzvah is not empowered to give. By halacha, legally, he can't give things away. When he turns 13, he becomes a Gadol. He's able to give things away. And so here again, this is a primary pasuk. Pasuk Yutes, which we'll probably get to next time. Gedela Eitza Rafa Aliliya is a pasuk in... Anybody know where it's in the Siddur? It's not one of the most popular parts. Reb Chaim, pasuk Yutes. Gedela Eitza Rafa Aliliya. Where is that in the Siddur? No, it's not Pesuk in the Zimra. You would impress me if you figured it out, but it's in we say at a gravesite, we say Tzidek HaDin. Tzidek HaDin is based on this pasuk. So, it's sort of a Tzidek HaDin of him, but okay. We'll have to leave it for next time in Yitzhak Shem. Although next time we get to Parshas Behar, it'll also probably be the week of Lag Baomer. So, maybe we'll start from the middle. Remind me in 3 years when we have a Ibriyar again.